The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello friends, I'm your host Chris Thrall. I'm a former Royal Marines Commando. I've adventured, for better and sometimes worse, across 80 countries on all 7 continents. Welcome to the Bought the T-Shirt podcast. Hello again friends. So a question here from my man Brooke. Brooke is one of my £2 a month supporters on Patreon. And for that, you get a whole load of stuff. Check out the link below. Brooke's asked, how do I deal with seasonal adjustment disorder? You might hear it called SAD. There are a few different acronyms floating around. But basically, it's that syndrome, can we call it, that affects certain people from September to April. So I'm just going to talk through, as you can probably tell, I've got some notes down here. So it affects 2 to 10% of the Northern European population. And as you go towards the equator, that percentage obviously gets less and less. So if you go up in Tromsø in Norway, near where I've worked I've been in Norway for several years of my life, but I worked just off on an island in the North Atlantic, chopping salmon, believe it or not, just near Tromsø. And they've got one of the highest rates of suicide in the world there. What are the symptoms or the effects? Sleep problems, lethargy, overeat. It can tempt you to overeat, depression, feelings, I guess, of lack of self-worth, demotivation, that kind of thing, social problems, and then there's physical symptoms, such as some people feel pains in their joints, some people get stomach complaints, and behavioral problems. Nobody knows the cause of it. Although you can kind of, if you look at the way modern society is, as opposed to how our hunter-gatherer society kind of has been for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years, you can kind of see where we're doing things differently now. And that kind of gives you a clue as to why a lot of these syndromes and illnesses occur. They reckon that the lack of sunlight hitting the back of the eye affects the hypothalamus, which can affect the production of melatonin. That's the hormone that makes you feel sleepy. They say in people that experience SAD or SAD, that's produced in higher levels, right? And then you have serotonin. That's linked to your mood, your appetite, and your sleep. And this can be affected as well. Low levels of it are kind of linked to depression. Now, what's the cure? Well, as I always say, what is the cause of all ill health? Not just some ill health, pretty much all ill health is diet. And think what changes in the winter months when we're feeling low, we're feeling down, we want a quick energy rush, we want to feel comfortable. Yeah, diet, isn't it? The winter, you're drinking more coffee, sugar, carbohydrate, you're eating steaks and an overabundance of protein, right? All these kind of things. Diet is your go-to solution for I'm going to say pretty much everything, because everything comes from the diet. If you want more on this and you want to learn more about the alkaline diet and why it's so important that your body maintains its pH balance, it's about 7.25, right? And how Western diet corrupts that balance and makes people ill all the time. So do you get colds once a year, maybe? Do you get the flu? Man flu, as they call it now? Yeah, of course you do, because you don't understand diet. People like myself, we never, ever get sick. Okay, again, watch my video on, I think it's called I Never Get Sick. Surprise, surprise. There's another one on a green smoothie drink. There's another interesting one on the 18-day water fast I did. I just drank water for 18 days and it never felt better in all my life after that. But yeah, so diet, it's really important that your body functions the way nature intended. And like I say, being drawn into this comfort eating and eating a diet that is going to make your system acidic is going to lead to unhappiness. In a nutshell, we're talking greens, folks. Look at our fingers. Human beings are designed to pick shoots, berries, nuts, leaves, right? Not really designed to hunt down cows and eat one of, you know, share one of them out every day, right? Because domestic farming is very, very recent in our evolution. We're talking in the last 4,000 years, which is kind of infinitesimal compared to the millions of years our species have been on the planet. Do you get what I'm saying? We haven't evolved to eat, to have this abundance of meat at our disposal all the time. So the closer you can get to a plant-based diet, I don't like the word vegan, it's got too many connotations, and I'll do I'm going to do a video for Tom on what I eat to maintain optimal health. But if you look at the plant-based diet, that is a main focus on eating plants and that kind of food source, right? Then you look at the top sportsmen in the world and the top thinkers, the people who've got to the top of their game, you're going to be really surprised. Even the world's strongest power lifter is vegan, right? Plant-based. It's because people get to this pinnacle of life and they wonder, like, how can I get happier? How can I get more professional in my job, my work? How can I get better at it? What am I missing here? And it's not until they break through that, kind of false ceiling that society has sold you. The military is terrible for it. You know, eat meat, it'll make you strong, right? Protein is built from amino acids, right? And amino acids are abundant in plants. So it's not until you clean out your system, you get this alkaline balance in yourself, and you stop spending all this energy on digestion, which you do if you eat too much meat, right? It's not until you break away from that, you get these advances in your thinking, and you get these amazing advances in your health. And all I'm going to say there is, it's not a sacrifice, folks. Believe me, it's a gain. All it is a gain. You'll feel so good. You won't want to go back to excessive amounts of meat. And not saying you can't eat meat, it's just the excessive amounts. And remember, for the alkaline diet, your plate should be 2/3 vegetables and 1/3 meat and carbohydrate. If you keep that ratio, you'll maintain your alkaline balance and you'll stop getting sick. And if you can hit yourself up with one of my green smoothies in the morning, go and see the video. I'll put a link below. That's really going to boost your defenses. Attitude. This is a big one. Remember, folks, winter, summer, spring, autumn, or fall, as you say in America. Don't worry about that. You get one life, yeah? You've got one life. You don't want to get to 50, 60, 70, 80, whatever it is when you're on your deathbed. And if you don't suss these things I'm telling you, that deathbed's going to be more like 50 than it is 90, right? Because unhappiness, again, is a big driver of premature death and ill health. But you don't want to get there and look back and think, do you know what? I spent a third of every year unhappy, depressed, this. Remember, on top, along from diet, the way we think is so powerful in shaping our world. So for me, one of the ways that I got rid of this sad business, because it used to affect me, you know, I used to think I just want to live in the summer, right? But what I've done in this country to put the odds in my favor is I've changed my attitude, right? Now, I am not going to let anything get me unhappy, right? Whatever it is, I will find the way to get a grip on it and turn a negative into a positive. Remember, I've had to do that from chronic drug addiction and being severely psychiatric ill. So I've been at the worst end of it. And I know the importance. You have to turn every negative into a positive. Now, you can do that by appreciating the nature. There's four seasons there. And whether we like it or not, they're all beautiful in their own way, right? We need to take that on board. That is Mother Nature giving you this broad spectrum palette of amazing scenery that changes all year round. Get out there, get out in the nature, get out the house every day if you can, get some light on your face, but just appreciate, you know, you've got this one life and it is amazing, and you're not going to let this few months a year dictate your happiness. Okay, that's a real, that will really help you a lot, I promise you. Keep busy. So, difficult time of year, I know because I've been there. If you're unemployed or you're on, you know, you're in the house for extended periods, can we say? What I'd say is it's so important in life to have a goal, not just to sit and watch the daytime TV thing and kind of, you know, wait to go to bed. You know, it's really important to have a long-term goal. And you can, in this world now, the world of the internet, there's infinite possibilities. You can start a YouTube channel. Then, Chris, I haven't got anything. Yes, you have. Have a look at a few successful channels and you can be creative. You don't have to put your face on it like this. You can do stuff behind the scenes. You know, you write your book. You know, if you don't think you got a life story to write about, make something up. If plumbing, if that's your thing, or imagine you're a plumber on an international spaceship. Yeah, that will be using your you know, if NASA's anything to go by, that will be using your imagination. But yeah, get down the library, research things, get a routine, join a cheap gymnasium, or make it your goal, like I used to, just to run around the block 3 times a week. Remember, if you give out to the universe, it will give back to you. Action creates action. So even if you say volunteer to go and help, I don't know, your local pub landlord shift some barrels for half an hour a day, that by putting that energy out in the universe, you will get that back, and you'll probably get it back sort of threefold, right? You can get a light box. You'll have to Google this, but you get these light boxes now, and you can spend between 15 and 45 minutes in front of them in a day, and they simulate being in sunlight. And apparently, I'm guessing it's not for everybody, right? But apparently for some people, that is enough to just fend off this sad, this depression, right? Talk. Always when you're struggling, talk to someone. But you know the people you need to talk to. Don't talk to ones that are just going to argue back or make you feel even worse about yourself than you're already feeling, you know. Talk to the ones that have your best interests at heart. Might be a doctor. Might be that you want some talking therapy. All I would say is I'd avoid antidepressants. Personally, I just would never take them. Even when I was chronically depressed and mentally unwell, I used to throw them straight in the bin. I got to be careful saying that. I'm guessing they can save lives when you can't see any answer to life in life and you're really at the rock bottom. You know, there's obviously a place. I'm talking about this scenario where you go to see your doctor and as soon as you say, I'm a bit unhappy, it's right, we'll write you a prescription for this because, you know, that's what essentially they're paid to do. You know, they're the front of the drug companies, aren't they? And the drug companies is big, big business, right? So that's it. Thank you, Brooke, for asking a question. These are the things I do. There's one more thing I would say is I've got this attitude in winter. It's anything goes. And that means that if I want to just get into bed in all my clothes because it's cold in the bedroom, okay, I don't have that issue now. Got a bit of money in the bank now, right? But when all my money used to go on drugs, yeah, I'd get into bed with all my clothes on, just keep warm. I'd figure ingenious ways to use the heater, so just heat part of the house at certain times as I kind of move through it. If you wear thermals in the winter, so wear a pair of jogging bottoms underneath your jeans. Jeans are cold, by the way, or wear you know, Ron Hill, like your running tracksters, or buy a cheap pair of thermals. You wear them just under your bottom half that keeps your top half warm. I learned that trick in Norway, funny enough, I was never depressed in Norway. So that tells you a lot about attitude, right? But yeah, in your house, if you can't afford to heat all the house, block off one room, put curtains up or whatever it is to block the stairs off and, you know, live in that room if it means keeping warm. Because being cold, from what I used, you know, from my past experience, that's just not nice in itself, right? Okay, hope I've helped, folks. If you could subscribe, I'd appreciate it. See you soon. Friends, thank you for listening to the Bought the T-Shirt podcast. Please like, subscribe and share. And don't forget to follow me on social media. Username, Chris Thrall. Instagram, Chris.Thrall. Thank you.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.